Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Good morning, good morning, voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host for today, LaTanya, the quarterback rush, standing in for our wonderful, wonderful visionary and host, Minister Kim E. Underwood, who is currently traveling, but that's okay, because we're still going to come to bring you the hope for the entire family. We have something for everyone. I know you tune in every Saturday morning, so today is no exception. I'm so excited to be chosen to be sitting in the seat of this wonderful and beautiful thing that was created. I was also a guest, had a good time with Minister Kim and the producer, the engineer herself, the radio angel. So I'm excited to be sitting in this seat. I'm honored and humbled to be chosen. So just put your seatbelts on because it's still going to be a ride. It's just going to be with a different conductor. I'm just going to be riding this train today. So I'm just excited. If you've missed last week's call, if you've missed last week's show, don't worry, you can go to the website and you can do all the latest episodes, and that's www.themorningglory.org. Today's topic, we're continuing with the month, a new beginning, a new you, and I'm excited to have a wonderful guest on. I've met her briefly, I've read her bio, and so we're gonna do some things different today. Only because I have the microphone and I'm trusted to have the microphone, but we're still going to follow the leader and we're just going to still continue to concentrate on a new beginning and a new you. So as we go along with the ride on today, as we continue to move forward and just tapping in to that morning glory, the hope, the gleam of hope on today, I want you all to begin to think about a new beginning, a new you. And what does that mean for you today? This is really a season where things are changing and shifting. I can feel it in the spirit. It's doing it for us all. It's doing it for me. I'm no exception to the rule. Everybody that's under the open heaven, we're experiencing a shift in the atmosphere. And God is really focusing on us to be new. He's really focusing and trying to get us to concentrate on being exactly what he's called and created us to be so that we can do what we were called and created to do here on earth. So we're going to talk about it today, a new beginning, a new you. And we're going to talk about loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow, which is our tagline for our guest today. So I know it's going to be great. Get your pens, get your paper, pull up your text boxes or your messages on your tablets or your phone. Get ready to take notes and all of that because it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to focus on pulling out a lot of good, positive information that will help you along your journey. Again, today's topic, a new beginning, new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. So family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with the radio angel taking us higher.
Right now is the season of power.
Let the weak say I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich.
Yes, yes. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yes. A fresh anointing coming your way. I love it. I love it. A new beginning, a new you. Loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. What a wonderful opening song. You all know that song. Y'all know y'all were singing too. I wasn't the only one singing, feeling that thing. It's new. We have to speak it. Speak it into the atmosphere. Bring it into existence. It's a new season. We have to proclaim it. It's a new day. We have to declare it. Everything that had bothered you before, everything that was troubling you on last week, on yesterday, it's new today. Brand new mercies every day. When we wake up and the sun is shining, newness. When we inhale and exhale, newness. When we wash our bodies and clothe ourselves, newness. When we step outside of our door for the first time on that day, newness. It's all in the way you think about it. It's all in the shifting of your mindset. And we have to renew our mind daily. I love when the word tells us to renew our mind daily. We can't have the old mindset. It's insanity to keep doing the same things over and over again and then expecting something new. That just doesn't work. I'm sorry to tell y'all, if you thought it was going to work, I'm sorry to be the one to burst your bubble, but it's not. Every day we have to think new. We have to speak new. We have to dream new. We have to envision new. Because if we continue to be stuck in the old ways and the old mindset, guess what's going to happen? Old stuff. And that's the stuff that we're running away from. That's the stuff we don't want to be bothered with. That's the stuff that we want to get rid of. So a new beginning, a new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. We all know, if you don't know, let me help you out. October is the beginning of the fiscal year. It's the first month of the government. That's when all the budgets and all the other good stuff that start coming in. It comes in October. So for me, a long time ago, the Lord revealed to me that that was the beginning of my new year. It's not January. And for me, he said, why wait until the beginning of the year when you can start implementing and starting stuff before? So when the new year comes in, then I'm already in the flow. I don't have to try to get ready because I've already been ready. So October is a new year. It's a new fiscal year. So I love the fact that we're doing this show. It's the end of August. We have one more month before the new fiscal year to do this new stuff. And you're going to hear me say new. I'm going to drill that new into you all day because I need that to soak into your spirit. A lot of times we don't grasp it. We hear it, but you need to understand the seriousness of the visionary when she got it. A new beginning, a new you. It's the newness. We have to change. We have to. Everything must, that's a song too, Everything Must Change. I love that song. Anyway, today we have a phenomenal woman. Like I said earlier, I spoke to her, and I'm a real good discerner of spirits, and she has a very loving, warm spirit. She's done a lot of phenomenal things. We're going to hear about, you know, some of the things she's done. I'm going to ask her some questions. But she's a speaker. She's a life giver, a motivator, and an author. She's new. She's not new to this. She's been motivating and empowering. It says women, but I believe she's been doing it for people for more than two decades. And we're going to have her on. Her hometown is New Jersey, so she's either your neighbor by being in New Jersey or your neighbor by being in New York or just a friend just by being on the line. So she's going to share with us some things that's inside of her as it pertains to the new beginning and new you. I'm going to ask her some questions. I'm going to pull out some things. So, you know, you all just open up. Be ready to receive, you know, what she has. Be ready to receive everything that this call has to give, because it's not often that we have venues and outlets that will give us these kind of things every, you know, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. So it's time for us to start taking advantage of all these things that that are presented. You know, they're here to help, not hinder. You know, they're here to encourage, not condemn, you know. So it's the way that you think about it. So stay tuned on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with your host today, LaTanya, the quarterback, family and friends, to bring you a gleam of hope. We'll be right back. Something. Why not it be a little more Jesus? I know that was totally out of order and was not politically correct. My English teacher would probably get me, but that's how I feel. We all need a little more something. Why not it be a little more Jesus? Yeah, I'm talking to real people. Let me tell you, I'm a real person, real down to earth. I keep it, as the kids say, I keep it 100. And I'm, you know, we all need something. Why not just a little more Jesus? Just get a little more Jesus. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. Hello, hello, Miss Moore. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling this morning?
God bless you. I am well. I'm excited. I'm ready to have some fun this morning and empower God's people and speak life and just do what I believe He's called me to do.
Now, y'all know what? I'm going to tell y'all what happened. Because the enemy is fired up, but I ain't mad because I'm a fighter. Now, I'm talking on the phone. Do you know this call just dropped and then redialed? That means, let me tell you how I've learned. We're talking about new beginning, new you. Let me tell you how I've learned to handle interruptions like that with a grain of salt. I learned to handle it for what? Why get upset? Why get mad? Why get frustrated? I'm new. I'm striving for new stuff. The call dropped and dialed back on its own. So that means we're going to have a good time today, right, Ms. Morse?
Yes, yes.
We're going to have a wonderful time, y'all. We're going to have fun today. This is the quarterback. I'm calling the plays. I'm calling the plays. We're going to have fun. But like I said, welcome to the show. And I know you said that you were feeling great. And can you tell us, share your bio with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into our question and our questions for today.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am Marcella D. Moore, also known as Cella D. Many know me by the term as Cella D. And I do several things. One of my main babies is the movement that God birthed in me almost 3 years ago is Motivate and Pray. And Motivate and Pray is an empowerment call that we do every Saturday morning. And birthed from that call is Caring for the Caregivers. We do a women-only prayer call. So in addition to that, that's the ministry side of me in terms of inspiring, motivating, and my main call in the body is I am an intercessor, and I embrace my intercessor status with passion and joy. And the other side of me is inspirational, motivational speaking, and that's where the Cella D part comes in, and the Cella D motivates, and that's where I inspire, empower, motivate. I believe that my call, my job is to help people who feel stuck look again at their lives and understand that their life has a story that can propel them towards a powerful destiny, and that destiny will help them be effective in this earth and change in the lives of others. I am a mother. I have a favorite daughter who is 25 and a favorite son who is 21. I love people. I love serving. I love giving. And I just love walking in everything that God has called me to be. Has not always been that way, but I came to myself. I say within the last 3 to 4 years, I came to myself. And since I've come to myself, I've continued to walk in the strength of everything God has called me to do.
Wow, what a story. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And that's just a brief of everything. Later in the show, we're going to give her an opportunity for her to give us information on how you all can, you know, read more about her and contact her and all that other good stuff. But I just love the fact that you said something really key to me that kind of touched me, is that you just came into this recently. This isn't something that, you know, I'm 45. I ain't ashamed to say how old I am because I'm proud. But a lot of people don't realize that a lot of stuff, or how do I want to put this, the foundation of who you are, you really don't come into until your latter years, after you've experienced things and after you stop fighting. I was a fighter. I fought God for a long time. After you stop doing all of those things and, you know, the latter part of your life, I just wanted to point that out to encourage people to think that it's too late, or to encourage people to think that they missed the mark. You know, I went through a season of if I coulda, woulda, shoulda, where I thought back in my past on everything that I had done, or the experiences that I had experienced, and if I had did it differently, or it was done differently, or, you know, anything of that nature. I love it when you said the last 3 years. Can you give us a little bit about what happened in those 3 years for you to just throw your hands up and say, okay, you know what, I'm no longer fighting, I'm giving in, and I am who I am, and I'm going to walk the way I was created to walk?
Absolutely. But before I answer that, I have to give you some background information. You said
okay.
you're in your 40s. I am proudly 52 years old.
Yes.
And at the age of 21, I married a preacher. We traveled
mm-hmm.
all over the country. He moved in the prophetic realm. We had our two children. And after almost being married for 20 years, he walked away from the marriage. A child was conceived with someone else outside of the marriage, during our marriage. And at that time, I found myself in a place feeling as if not only did my ex-husband abandon me, that God abandoned me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so when that happened, I felt like I was standing on an island naked, alone, with
mm-hmm.
a 10-year-old on my right hand and a 6-year-old on my left hand, not
mm-hmm.
knowing what I was going to do, because all I knew to do at that time was to be his wife and to
mm-hmm.
be the mother of my children. So it took a moment because I was felt shame was in my life, guilt was in my life, chained, shoulda, coulda, woulda. They spent a lot of time with me. And I just, you know, I made a decision that, you know, I can't do this anymore. On the right hand of me, I had all the older mothers who knew our ministry, who knew who we were together, saying, oh, you can't let go. You got to fight because the devil is a liar. And then on the other side of my girlfriends are like, no, you deserve better. And so hearing everyone else, and I had to literally walk away. I walked away. I walked away from the church. I walked away from ministry, and I did so. I just began to work, get involved with my children, and it was during that time where I became familiar with me again. I say I was walking
mm-hmm.
down the street one day, and I looked across the street, and I saw this young lady who looked quite familiar to me. She sounded familiar. She looked familiar, and she was kind of cute. And I walked across the street, had a conversation with her, found out it was me, and I discovered
mm-hmm.
me all over again. So as that time went on, so I began to, you know, ease my way back into the things that I knew God has called me to do. I've always been an intercessor, always been a prayer warrior, walked away from that because that was the ministry that my ex-husband and myself, we had together. So I was trying to find me separate from what I had with him. But
mm-hmm.
God assured me and let me know that regardless of what I had with him, the thing, the call, the ministry that he's placed on my life, that has not changed. You are still a teacher and you
mm-hmm.
are still an
mm-hmm.
intercessor. So I had to embrace that. And as time went on, I began to embrace it, but just wasn't doing much. I felt like, you know, okay, God, this is it. Okay, now I'm paying attention again. So, you know, I'm kind of like meeting my quota. I had this little conference call going on that had 9 people on it. And I felt like, you know, I met my quota. That's all I needed to do. So my life was shifting from being married for almost 20 years, becoming a single mother, where I would never say or use those terms because single mother to me meant failure. So I would never embrace it. And then God had to check me on that because he said that he had a bunch of daughters out there who needed to know that you can still live and you can still make it regardless of your marital status. So I came to terms with that. So I began to embrace the intercession. I began to embrace the prayer. I began to embrace my single parent status and just began, you know, speaking to the lives of those other single mothers, you know, making sure that they understood that they had power within them, but on a very minimal scale. And
mm-hmm.
then, so my son graduated high school in 2012. I was getting all excited because, you know, my life went from, you know, my entire focus was working and maintaining my children. So in 2012, I got so excited. My son graduated high school. Yes, now I can live. I can live the life that I wanted to live. But my son graduated in June of 2012, and then October of that same year, my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer, and it changed my life completely. So now this is where we get into the last 3 years when we talk about that.
Wow.
It was my journey for my mother. Being in the midst of stage 4 cancer patients who saw no life, who saw no hope, who saw something in me that gave them hope. And I know what it was Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. They began to gravitate to that. And I began to immediately see everything that God had in me. And from there is when I began to step into the fullness of everything God has called me to do. During that time, that's when the Motivate and Pray movement was birthed. That's when the Caring for the Caregiver was birthed. That's when I began to embrace
my full prayer warrior status in terms of intercession, and I begin to embrace the call that is on my life as an inspiration / motivational speaker.
Wow.
I do not use ministry terms a lot, and not
yeah.
because I've been an ordained minister. I've done all of that before. But how I move today, I believe that there are an audience of people who are unchurched in a sense, and they need
yes.
to be touched by
yes.
the mission or the call that is on my life right now. So that's why I don't, and that's my own personal preference. I respect the ministry gifts. I respect the pastor, the preacher, the prophet, the apostle, and I am called some of those things at times by people who knew me back when I was in that arena. But the thing
mm-hmm.
that I gravitate towards most is that I walk as being a transformational, inspirational / motivational speaker, and I get joy in being
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. You hit so much. You hit so much. You and I are in the same circle. This is truly God, because it's a couple of things that I want to talk about. Oh, my God, it's just so much. I'm just writing, like, all these little notes. You should see my little paper here. But we're in the same circle. We got the same revelation, which is confirming to me, because I was in a position, or sometimes I'm still in a position where I don't defend that as much anymore, because I'm more confident and more secure in what God had called me to be. And I want to say that it's so encouraging, and I want to speak it out loud, because I know that you and I are not the only ones that feel this way. But because of institutional thinking,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, because of the way things are taught to us and the way things have worked in the past, quote unquote, for our ancestors and, you know, the people that we follow and stuff, you know, that stuff is kind of instilled. I want to talk a little bit about, and I think we got to go to a commercial. I want to talk a little bit about that walking away, because that is so important, but yet it's so taboo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so taboo. You don't walk away, you know, you don't, but because I did the exact same thing. I walked away. And for me, it was the best thing I could have ever done, because had I had to be there, I would have perished.
Yeah.
I would have perished. I felt myself deteriorating mentally, emotionally, spiritually. All of those things that connect me, that dimension, those dimensions that make me who I am, because we are dimensional beings. We're not just
mm-hmm.
surface. We're dimensions. They were deteriorating because I was staying in a place that no longer nurtured me, that
mm-hmm.
no longer gave me the substance, you know, the fuel that I needed to survive, the experiences that I needed to grow. And I walked away, but I walked away anchored. And I think that's the thing that we really need to teach, and we need to kind of drive in, you know, that it's okay to walk away, but walk away anchored. Make sure that you're anchored
yeah.
in something, because you don't want to float. You don't want to float
yeah.
off. And then you'll just be drifting. And, you know, that's, you know, you just start doing stuff that will get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about this walking away. And, I think we're doing good on time. We're doing good on time. Okay, can you touch a little bit about that walking away, just to help our listeners, because there's someone out there that's in that place of the, you know, do I walk away or not? And, you know, just give us a couple of minutes on that, and then I'll come back with a little.
One thing that I realized throughout that time is that our walk with God is based on our relationship with Him. And so
mm-hmm.
often, because when we get in the church, we get in that busy mode, and especially when you're married, and I was taught in being married so young and being in the church that, you know, you honor your husband, you respect your husband, and I still believe that to an extent, in terms of you don't lose yourself in that process. Because I lost myself in that process, if
mm-hmm.
I did not walk away, I
mm-hmm.
would not have been able to be who I am today
mm-hmm.
because there was so much noise. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to silence the noise, and you can't silence the noise if you're not equipped to do so in the midst of the noise. So
mm-hmm.
when you walk away At the time, I didn't know that I was walking away from my good. I was walking away from my sanity.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking away from my peace of mind. I was walking away because I understood that God has invested, regardless of what my children's father chose to do, God has invested in me. He gave me two beautiful jewels that had they needed me. They were 10 and they were 6. And in order for me to effectively guide them and upbring them, that I had to have sanity. And because it was so much noise, that it was not there, I would have lost my mind. You said the same thing. I would have lost my mind, and I would continue to move and operate as a robot, doing the things that I thought was necessary. I'm the oldest child. I'm the oldest, so I've always been the one in my family. Pray for everybody, encourage everybody, make it right, make it happen, and all of that. It was during that walking away time that I realized that Wonder Woman outfit that I have been wearing for all these years, not only for my ex-husband, but for my family and all of that, I had to take that off as well, because that was the thing that was smothering me as well.
Yes.
So that walking away for me literally meant peace of mind. It meant peace of mind. Had I not walked away, I would have not known to take off the cape, the garment, because the true me was underneath the garment. We put on the garment to signify or to show what we want to be on the inside of us. And often we have these masks and these uniforms and these capes and this superhero mentality, and we are not allowing who we really are to magnify in us.
Wow.
So that the walking away from me and the key, again, I did not know. I walked away by faith, and I walked away in faith. I wasn't angry, but I just knew that I had to do something different. And it comes back to what we're talking about, new beginnings. And new. I knew that what I was doing right then and there, I was in Texas with my ex's family and everything. It was too much for me. I loaded up a 17-foot truck, and I drove it from Texas to New Jersey with my 10-year-old and my 6-year-old. That's how desperate I was to get peace. But it didn't stop there, because then I came back to New Jersey setting myself up in the same position for something else to happen again. I just switched it from dealing with my ex-husband in ministry and our church there to coming here and doing it with my church here. And
Hold on one moment. Ms. Martha, because you're going into a whole other segment. Hold on, because we could get to that on the way back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Voices of Hope with your host for today, LaTanya, the Quarterback Rush. We're talking about new beginnings, a new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow with our guest today, Ms. Marcella Moore. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm supposed to be stronger than this. I need your help. I gotta get this thing together. Oh God.
Looking at the walls, feeling like they're closing in on me. Scared I might fall, crazy like tripping over my own feet. What would I do if the Lord took his arms from around me? I'd succumb to the grips of the unknown.
Yes, That was Jay Moss with Strong Enough. Encouraging to let you know that you are strong enough. This some good stuff. I hope y'all getting some good food this morning. A little, you know, if you haven't had breakfast, this some good soul food, some hearty stuff. You know, I'm from the country, so we had grits, biscuits, eggs, rice, sausage, ham, turkey, bacon, anything that was left over we had. So this is what you're getting for your spirit and your soul today as you think about a new beginning and a new you as we go into the new fiscal year, and if it's for you, the new year. It's a whole new year coming up, 2015. Now is the time to begin weeding things out. You know, don't start your New Year's revolution on January the 1st. If you do those, start them 3 months in advance, because it's going to take you that much time to deprogram yourself. You know, I kind of learned that when we start on January the 1st, then we really don't get into it by April, May, you know, and then we feel defeated because we didn't walk into it. Well, we didn't give ourselves time enough to, you know, kind of implement the things that we wanted to change. If we wanted to lose weight, we didn't start eating right, you know, before. You know, we didn't start monitoring how we ate on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we expect to just stop January the 1st. You know, going to the gym, we didn't start walking more, you know, until January the 1st. It doesn't work like that. We're not programmed that way. We're not robots. We're human beings, as you can gather from our conversation this morning, and, you know, we have stuff. We have things. So today we're talking about a new beginning, a new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow with our host, Ms. Marcella Moore. And I am the host for today, standing in for the wonderful, phenomenal Minister Kim Underwood. I am LaTanya, the quarterback rush. We're going to open up some lines today. We're going to, I'm going to give out a call, the number for you to call in, and then, you know, our radio angel is going to let us know when you're on the line. So if you have any questions, any comments or concerns, you know, we're all family here. Feel free to, you know, express them. You know, you can ask Ms. Marcella whatever you need to ask her. I'm quite sure she'll be available to answer. And you can call in at 347-857-1295. That's 347-857-1295. Before the song, we were talking about walking away. And the reason I wanted to kind of bring that out and have her to talk a little bit more about it is because it's important to walk away, not give up. There's a difference between giving up and walking away. And I think we think because we walk away or we give up that we're failures, and that's not so. Sometimes, like she said, and kind of confirmed my thoughts, you have to walk away to keep your sanity. And I tell people, I have to walk away because I don't think I do good in jail. I just don't. I won't. Miss Marcel, let me tell you, I won't make it. Do you hear me? I won't do good in jail at all. Yes, I will be punked out. They'll catch me in the laundry room, and yeah, I'll be one. I know it. So I tried, just for the sake of that, you know, to walk away. You know, yes, yes. You know, she mentioned, you know, intercession. She mentioned all of those ministry things that she got before the decision to walk away, which was needed and able to sustain her in her walk from one point to the next. And believe it or not, when you tap into those things, when you pray, that's why it's so important to have a prayer life, whatever that looks like for you. Everybody don't pray the same. You know, prayer is a conversation. Everybody don't have a conversation with God the same because our experiences aren't the same. So pray. Because you never know when you have to walk away. You never know when you have to be. For me, I just had to stop. Just stop. You know what? Just stop. Just stop everything. Stop every movement. Because I'm losing control. I'm losing focus. I'm losing grasp of what I know that God had called and told me to do. And it's better for me to just stop everything. And, you know, to just kind of just get a grip, to just kind of breathe. Be focused, get directions, and all of that other stuff. Before you begin to talk again about your journey from Texas to New Jersey, we have a caller on the line. We have Brother D from California. Are you on, sir?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm just enjoying this show this morning. I just have a quick question, then I'll fall back offline for my answer. You guys were talking about walking away, and, you know, when the soul ties are involved, when it's a spiritual thing, when you got to get something out of your system when you've been just doing it so long, how do you walk away from a soul tie and, you know, and stuff like that where, and, you know, you got, it's just in you and stuff like that, where they become a part of your thinking process during the day, or, you know, your decision making and everything. I mean, even if you're in new situations, you still have that soul tie. And my question would be like, you know, what is your advice, you know, how to break soul ties and stuff like that when you talk about walking away?
Oh, that's a powerful question.
Awesome.
I know. I'm gonna let the host kind of tap into that for a little bit. I have a couple of things that I want to say, but I'm gonna let you go ahead, Miss Marcella, and kind of, you know, tell us how did you get your Texas out of your system,
did you ever tell?
We could be real.
Right. It wasn't just Texas. It was everything. I was married to a person who, for almost 20 years, who we created this wonderful, quote-unquote, that I thought, wonderful life with, beautiful children, traveled the world, did everything together. Had he not told me about this child himself, this other child himself, I wouldn't have believed anybody who came to me to tell me about it. That's how I thought secure that we were. That did not mean that I didn't know that there were some issues that we had to overcome. But so that was strong. It wasn't just because often when we talk about soul ties, most of the time we're talking about that intimate place that we allow someone who is not our spouse or somebody to come and enter, and we give ourselves of that, and then we tend to be controlled by those emotions moving forward. But this was my husband. So this was even another deeper level in addition to that. It was mindset. It was soul tie. It was lifestyle. It was everything. And there was only one way for me to get to. I had to, number one, pray. I had to accept that this is what it was. Because one thing that my ex-husband taught me, and he doesn't even know that this is not one of my lessons, when a man tells you that he does not want you anymore, you need to believe him the first time.
That's a whole nother show, ma'am. That is when I tell you. Could you tell the women? Teach the women, please.
So when he tells you that the first time, you need to believe it, because I spent so much time trying to convince him that he did not mean that, because I grew up with my father in my life. I lost my father when I was 25, but my dad was very effective in my life, and I wanted the same for my children. So I thought that that's what I needed to do to fight. And so in addition to being hurt, bruised, broken, and all of that, the only thing that, because even when I left Texas and I came to New Jersey, he came here, and I allowed him to come here and extend my healing process, because I allow him to do some things again. Until I made up in my mind that this was no longer what I wanted, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I accepted what God allowed. I understood. I had to understand that the life that I once knew, it no longer existed. I had to create a new normal for myself and my children. And so I had to let go, and I had to pray a lot. And I had to make sure that my focus was no longer in him and trying to make things work for him. And then I had to, now it goes back to what the tagline that I use, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. Because when I understood, when I began loving myself, because even that time I tell people and I joke around, I didn't even know that I was cute during that time. I found that I was cute after when I started loving me. Because I just didn't believe in myself like that.
Right.
My self-esteem, as strong as a person that I am in relating to people and helping people, when it came down to my husband, you know, and how he felt about me and walking away from me and the other woman winning, you know, all of that stuff is all tied together. So my self-esteem was extremely low, but I made a decision one day that I was going to love me enough that I was going to pull myself out of this thing. I was going to be a part of my own rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And when I became a part of my own rescue,
that opened the door
for everything else, because then I began to support that decision that I made to love myself and to be a part of my own rescue. I began to support myself with that. I loved me, and then I began to do things that made me better. Now, that does not mean that I made excellent choices throughout, because I went through the moment when I felt my son needed a father. So I did things and accepted people and accepted things that I thought that was going to take care of that for me in terms of my son. So I did not necessarily make the best choices and the best decisions. But in terms of getting out of that mold and breaking that soul tie, you have to love yourself enough and understand that you no longer want to embrace the feelings that are attached to not having that person, that pain, that hurt, that disappointment. Mm-hmm. You have to release that, accept the fact that it's no longer like that, and then you have to pray like there is no tomorrow.
That and the fact that the thing that helped me, because we've all had a soul tie one time or another, what they call it, you do have to acknowledge. You do have to acknowledge that this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Brother D, I had to realize that it wasn't a person but a characteristic.
Yes.
I was tied not to that person. I wasn't tied to the relationship in that person, but I was tied to that characteristic, which means that characteristic could be in anybody that I met. And once we get that, because we're like, you know, I can't shake this person. And like, you know, Ms. Marcella said, it's a feeling. I can't shake this feeling of this person. I had to do the exact same thing. I had to acknowledge within me. And it's not an easy thing. It is not an easy thing to do. And it can be an ongoing process. But I cried many a night. It's literally like a tearing away, because you're connected. So now you have to tear it away. When you tear something away, you know, it's not smooth as if you cut it with scissors or whatever. You got the jagged edges and all of that. So you can literally imagine this tearing away from your soul, from your inner being, which you have allowed this characteristic to intertwine in with you for whatever reason. For me, I was low. I was at a low point in my life and needed something. I needed a void, you know, so I allowed this characteristic to fill that void, and it was a tearing away. So when you think about it that way, that it's not a person that I'm trying to, you know, tear away from, it's a characteristic that I'm tearing away from because of what I thought I needed. The process can be done, and it can, you know, kind of flow a little bit. This is some good stuff, y'all. This is some good stuff. We're going to wrap it up. We got a few minutes left. Oh, my God, I'm having so much fun. I hear the music, so you know what that means. It's a song coming in, which means it's another break. We will be right back to wrap up our conversation with Miss Marcella Moore in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
Yes, I am the University with Miss Kimberly Arrington. If you haven't checked her out, you all check her out. She's a supporter of, you know, the show, and she's a dear friend of, you know, the show. So that was our commercial. If you're just tuning in, we're having a wonderful, good conversation with our guest today, Ms. Marcella Moore. In a few minutes, we're going to get some information where you can contact her. A new beginning, a new you. Loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. We've talked about everything from walking away. You know, Brother D had tapped us into something else about this whole soul tie, you know, and it's all about being new. It's all about a new you, new beginning, new you. Some of the things that we have to tackle, there is no way we can move forward unless we address those issues and the weight that's keeping us down. There is absolutely no way. Let me tell you right now, that stuff can't go with you. It can't. But the decision must be yours. You have to make a decision that you want to be and that you shall be new and start over. It's okay. It's okay. As long as you get up in the morning and you have breath in your body and you're living another day and, you know, all of these good things are going on around you, you have an opportunity to be new, period. Until you can no longer do that. So don't think you're too old. Don't think you've wasted too much time. Don't think that all of that stuff, that's old mindset. That's old thinking. New thinking is just be starting over. Every morning I have a new day, I can start over. I've had a great conversation with you, Ms. Marcella. We're going to have to continue this. Because you gave some good stuff. I mean, and I love the transparency. A lot of people aren't as transparent as they should be to help people. I tell all my business because I figure it's my life and my power, and you can't do nothing with it because I live that. So I don't mind telling people to help people. And I believe in my heart and in my spirit that's why we're here, to yes. do those things, to live that life, have that experience, in order to go back and help someone else, to pour into them so and give them what they need. I need to get information on how people can contact you, reach out to you. I know you have a book. If you can tell us just a little bit about your book, you know, within a few minutes, because we have to go into our second half in a few minutes, starting in a few minutes. I do want to give you that opportunity, though, so that people can reach out to you and, you know, if they have any further questions, they can ask you.
Awesome, awesome. I have enjoyed my time with you so much. This has been a blessing. I am one of the co-authors of the books Tainted, Elegant, Simply Beautiful, and the compiler of that book, Ashley Love. She has a heart for young girls who have been bullied. And each of the authors in the book have stories, poems, and talk about things that we believe that if a young lady gets this book in her hands, that it will empower her to love the life that she's living. My chapter in the book is called No Ordinary Love, and I just take the readers through a journey of imagining how life would be if we were if we started school and there was a class that we took throughout our 12 years of school on loving ourselves, the difference it would make in our lives. But because we did not have that, I give them some ideas. I give them some steps to be able to take to understand that everything that they've been through, it helps define them, and it helps them position themselves to find that extraordinary love in their lives, and that begins with them loving themselves first. So it has some awesome in it, and you know, it's my first book. I have other book collaborations coming out and other things that I'm working on, but The Tainted Elegance, because it is my first, it is my baby, and again, my chapter in it is No Ordinary Love, and anyone interested in purchasing the book can go to my website, which is Sella D Motivates. And if you go to the .com, if you go to the store there, there's an area there where you can order the book. And I would be happy to send an autographed copy of the book to anyone who decides to purchase one at this time.
Great, great. Now, can you give us some social media outlet, you know, Facebook page and Twitter for those of us that are social media flabby?
Absolutely. So for on social media for my baby, Motivate and Pray, you can find the Facebook page. You can like that there, and it's Motivate and A-N-D Pray. And that's just a place where you can get daily motivation. It talks about all of the events that we have, and we have a lot of events. The Caring for the Caregiver, it's a part of that as well. For Motivate and Pray, we do have groups for Caring for the Caregiver and Motivate and Pray. And then I do have a public page, which is Marcella D. Moore. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Periscope at Cella D. Motivate. So I am all over and just tapped into the Periscope world last week sometime, and it's been an amazing thing. So I'm loving it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for joining me on this ride. You know, my first day, and I had an awesome, awesome guest. I love it that we have kindred spirits and, you know, the same, not the same vision, but, you know, the same foundation, the same idea. I love it. So everyone, please check out, you know, Miss Marcella Moore. Reach out to her, you know, inbox her with any questions or anything that you may have if you're on the line as it relates to loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow, which is her tagline. And then her message is, be a part of your own rescue. I love that. Embrace your journey, live on purpose, and love yourself to life. Miss Moore, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for pouring into us this morning, for sharing your story, for just, you know, allowing us into your life and into your vision. Now, family and friends, please stay tuned for our next segment, In the Hood, which is coming shortly. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. Woohoo! Super excited. I pray that you have received lots of nuggets from that plate that you just ate off. Ms. Moore was definitely bringing it, bringing it, bringing it. Well, everybody, this is a section where we talk about what's going on in the hood. Listen, if you have something that's going on in your neighborhood, in your church, in your organization, please make sure you contact us either via Facebook, or you may email us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We want to be able to acknowledge you and acknowledge what you are doing in the community. Well, here in our hood, we got a couple of things going on. You know, we always represent the Bronx. And what are we doing in the Bronx? Woohoo! We are giving out free haircuts. That's what I said, free haircuts. It doesn't matter whether you're a woman or a man or a child, you can get a free haircut. So let's see what's going on. It's in the Bathgate area of the Bronx, and I'm going to give you a telephone number that you may contact the Master Barbara and make your appointment. So the number is 718-530-7043. Again, that's 718-530-7043. And the Master Barber's name is Dennis Brooks. Now, he's giving out free haircuts. I want you guys to call in because, you know, school is starting. School is starting real soon, and we need to get our boys, make sure our boys are looking good. So call him up. He's giving out free haircuts. And take your children there. Hey, because, you know, haircuts can add up. I know. Y'all all see me on social media. Well, also, what's going on in the hood? This hood, I'm going to take you to Atlanta. Our girl, Lucinda Cross from, yes, the Boogie Down Bronx, is taking her Activate conference right down to Atlanta, Georgia. That's what I said, Atlanta, Georgia. It was here in New York for the last 2 years, and it was on fire. I mean, talk about some good knowledge, some good things that she had brought. Speakers are dynamic. So, guys, it's actually taking place in Atlanta, Georgia from September 18th through the 20th. Yes, it's a weekend. I know. For the last 2 years, we've only had one day here in New York. But she goes down to Atlanta, she gives you 3 days. Can you imagine? Whew. Another thing is, if you want to meet Minister Kim E. Underwood in person, for all of you guys who are actually not in the New York area, she'll actually be there as well. She's actually on the team with Lucinda Cross, so you can actually meet her there. So, again, you can go to activateconference.com. activateconference.com, or you can just hit up on Facebook. Hit Lucinda Cross up on Facebook, and she'll definitely give you the information. We also want to talk about something else that's happening here in the Bronx. So the Zodiac Track and Field Organization is doing their tryouts now. So young people, you know, the thing that we need to do with our young people is keep them active. And this is one of the things that I think would be really great. So with the Zodiac Track and Field Organizations, you can contact Coach Francis at 718-679-2060. Again, that's 718-679-2060. Or you can just email him at zodiactrack@yahoo.com. Tell him you heard about it here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Now, there's two more things I want to talk about. Now, last year I took a class with Dr. Cooper, Dr. Thomas Cooper. He has this school called the Inspired Word Bible College. What? I took two classes with him, and they were phenomenal. I'm about to take my third class with him this September, so I'm super excited about that. Just want to let you know that these classes are open now. He has, tons of classes, from Old Testament up to discernment of the Holy Spirit. Like, wow. Like, there's a lot of array of classes there. And they're inexpensive as well. So your tuition and your book is included. Now, you know, when you go to regular CUNY, you're paying $379 for a book. I know. Maybe you didn't, but I know people who have. But with this particular school, your book is included in your tuition. So let me give you a little bit of information. Once again, I am looking at, it's called the Inspired Word Bible College, and they are located at 3030 Jerome Avenue here in the Bronx. Bedford Avenue on the 4 line is their train stop. Now, what's so wonderful about this is that you could be in Georgia and taking class, because he has classes online as well. I take classes online, so it's just so much convenient. But he does have the Bronx campus where you can actually go in and actually sit down and chat and talk with him. So the website is www.inspiredwordbcbigcartel.com. I'm just going to spell that for you. I was struggling to read this. This is what happened. You need to get your glasses. I need to go get some glasses. Soon they're going to call me Alice. www.inspiredwordbcbigcartel.com. So that's inspiredbcbigcartel.com. So don't worry about it. If you didn't get it just now, that's okay, because guess what? It's on our Facebook page. So join us there and just drop a line on our website, www.themorninggglory.org. It's also there listed as well. Classes start on the 8th of September. So it's so important that if you're interested in taking some classes with Dr. Thomas Cooper, that you register now. So the last thing I want to talk about is PIP Women Rock. PIP Women Rock. Well, you know, we always give an event every single year, and this year is no different. We are bringing back for the third year our third annual chocolate strawberry, and this year's theme is a real conversation between men and women. And our guest speakers will be our very own relationship experts, Kimberly Arrington and Vince Harris. They'll be our guest speakers there. But you know, you've heard a word from LaTanya, the quarterback, rush today. Guess what? She's definitely going to be our MC for the evening, and you already know she's coming real and she's bringing some tough questions. So I want everybody to be involved. This flyer is also up on our website, www.themorningglory.org, or you can go ahead to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/themorningivohope, and all the information will be there. This event, the PIP event, is being held October 16th, so save the date. The cost of it is absolutely free, so bring a friend and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Everybody, it has been a pleasure. Again, I just want to say to each and every one of you that if you have something going on in your hood and you need us to talk about it and bring it to the forefront so that you can have a bigger audience, just make sure you send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org, hope@themorningglory. We definitely want to hear from you. Send us the information because we want to be able to get the word out about what's going on in your hood. Everybody have a phenomenal Sunday, and we'll see. Oh, Sunday. What am I saying? Sunday? I'm so sorry, guys. Saturday. Oh, I can't be rushing Sunday. What's going on Sunday? Let's see, I don't know, but sorry about that, guys. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday.
Yes, we have had an awesome, awesome trip on this train, on this ride today. I'm so excited to be your, what you want to call it, your conductor for the ride today. I'm honored. I am filling in for the wonderful Minister Kim Underwood today. Now we're going into our leadership corner, and this is a corner where we kind of talk about 5, 7 minutes or so about, you know, just leadership. So all of you entrepreneurs, all of you leaders, you know, get your pens and your paper, which is wonderful because not only am I the quarterback, I am also a certified life and business coach. So I'm going to give you some tips from me, from my mouth to your ears, on just a couple of things that I kind of teach and I kind of talk about when I talk to people. So today we're going to talk about setting goals. And I know you hear that all the time, you know, set your goals. And some of you may have been to some, you know, goal intensive workshops and you hear it all the time. And sometimes we even think we know how to do that. But I'm going to give it from my point of view as the quarterback, from my mouth to your ears, on how I kind of, what works for me. And hopefully it works for you, for all of us leaders. We are not only leaders, we're also visionaries. And I found that it's so important to write things down. We cannot do it unless we write it down. We think we can do it because we have it all in our heads and we can, you know, we can kind of, we can talk about it on a whim. We can discuss it at the drop of a dime, but if we don't write it down, it's not real. And I'm just going to be real. The word declares, write the vision and make it plain. So I don't care how much you hold it in your head, how much you hold it in your heart, you have to write it down. You have to write it down. And I used to have the whole, I don't want nobody to take my stuff mindset, but then I realized that can't nobody do what I do but me. Nobody can deliver what I deliver but me, because I was created differently from everyone else. We can have kind of similar ways of doing things, but nobody can execute what you were called or ordained to execute but you as a leader and as a visionary. So you have to write it down. There are a couple of things that I'm going to kind of share with you that I use and that I tell my clients to use. And one of them is a vision book. It's like a vision journal. You know, leaders, visionaries, we write. We do write. Now, what we write is a whole other thing, but we do write. And so what I did was I went and bought me a couple of nice journals that I can identify as my vision journal. And in that journal, I write everything pertaining to my vision. No certain order, no certain how it evolves or where it is on the timeline, but I do have to get it out. And what I found is that I have a journal that I had, my vision journal I've had for about a couple of years. It's actually just filling up. But I can go back and find everything that I wrote from like 6 months ago to a year ago to 2 years ago or however long, because I know I put it in there. And a lot of times when it comes to us, it's not always for us to execute, but it's going to fit and it's going to come about somewhere along the journey. So you have to write it down so that, A, you won't forget, and, B, you'll be able to get it. So I have a 5-subject spiral notebook that I bought, which is on sale right now because school is about to start. So you can get one of those. And then I also have a little journal, which I carry around with me, because you never know when you're going to get things. So get you a vision journal and write it down. Just write it down. As it comes, write it down. Date it, flag it, whatever you do, write it down. Also, you need to set goals. Set reasonable goals. Set goals that you can achieve. Take into consideration, you know, your life. Take into consideration that you're a leader, you're a wife, you're a husband, your father, your mother, your cousin, your niece, your daughter, your son, and then set achievable goals as it relates. Date it, and then make it personal and specific as much as possible. That way, when it's time for you to go and it's time for you to execute and it's time for you to do all of those things, you'll have time to do it. You have it written down. You will know where it is, and you can get it done. That's the first step. And then however else you execute it, whatever else your practice is, whatever else your manner of getting it done is, this step right here is so important, and it will help you tremendously. It'll help you from going around and, you know, figuring it out. You'll have everything that you need right there, and it's all doable. So I hope those tips were helpful for you. I hope it brought clarity to a lot of things, and I hope that, you know, that it's useful. It's working for me. So as we're doing this new beginning, new you, it might be something that you can implement. So now we're going into our next segment. So stay tuned for All About You.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go.
Let's talk about a confident male being a valuable male. Can we kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yes, we can. I think we all know that confidence for women is something that they want. And the truth is confidence for ourselves, you know, just being a confident man, truly is exuded when we walk into a room, when we just show our presence. It's not about us opening our mouths. It's just about our presence of that confidence that just, wow, completely changes a room. And for those men who are lacking confidence right now, there are several things that we can do to improve our confidence. For an example, Kimberly, I feel totally different from when I have on jeans and my sandals versus when I have on a suit that's tailored.
Okay.
Wow, I'm talking about I just feel something different when I put on a tailored suit. You know, just something that just, I don't know, just completely stands out. It's a different feeling that allows me to say, even though, you know, my hair isn't, you know, cut any differently or, you know, I haven't brushed my teeth any differently, it's just something about that suit that just gives me this new sense of confidence that I can now go into any room and accomplish the goal that in which I intended to because of that suit. Or the confidence of walking into a situation with your lady. And your lady says, you know what, you look really, really nice today. Or I'm really digging the fact that you have X, Y, and Z going on for yourself today. That type of confidence coming from the external source, that being your lady, also drives confidence to a high level for men. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those two examples are things that we can do both internally as well as, you know, looking to our ladies for their support externally to help us increase the confidence that we need to be the man of our environment.
Not the man of your environment. I love it. Okay, so what I really love about this word confidence and this word passion that we visited last week is that it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yes.
It doesn't listen. It is free to have passion and confidence. And what I really love about confidence, gentlemen, you know, is that confidence is an attitude. You know, it's a demeanor of coolness, a swagger, if you will. Confidence is not something that you can wear like a T-shirt or a gold watch, but it is something that can be enhanced, like Vincent just said, by putting on, you know, a nice suit or a fresh, crisp, new item of clothing, or by putting a little extra effort into your physical appearance, right? It doesn't cost you a thing. It's a certain way that you walk. It's a certain way that you talk. It's a contagious charisma. Like the man of the house, he has confidence, guys. Women, he has confidence. And, you know, that's something we specialize in IME University. So we love confidence. It's seductive, don't you think, Vincent?
Yes, I do. It is very seductive.
Absolutely. You know, it makes all people, not just women, gravitate toward a man and want to be around him in the hopes of catching just a little bit of his energy and also to see what else he's got going on, right? You know, it's this elusiveness. And I love it. And forgive me, I know I'm going on and on and on, but I love confidence, Vince.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
And it's free. It's free.
Free.
Correct.
Correct.
So, Vince, what are some, you know, we've been brainwashed a lot of times in our society that you have to be rich to be confident. And we both know that the majority of people are not rich or wealthy, right? But yet there are some individuals that may not have a penny to their name, but they are confident. So how does that work? How does that really work, in your opinion?
Okay, I think self-evaluation is the foundation of the confidence that each man has, meaning this. You want to enhance each part of your life, your body, your being, your way of thinking. You want to enhance all of your strengths, and at the same time, you want to make sure you showcase those strengths to create even more confidence within yourself and position yourself for that strength to be shown. For an example, if you know you are great at articulating to a group of people, men or women, how to do something specific, well, why not find or take advantage of opportunities to showcase that, to build even more confidence in areas that you may not be as confident in? For an example, let's just say, again, you can give a great presentation on a particular subject matter. However, you may not be as fit as you want to be. Well, what's going to happen is the more you build and showcase that confidence within the speaking arena, what you're also going to want to do is you're going to say, hey, you know what? I want to look even better when I'm up there. I'm really doing a great job with the content that I'm giving. However, now I want to look even better. So now it motivates you in that period in which you're weak to do even better. So now you begin to change your diet. You begin to walk a little bit further instead of parking right next to the door in which, you know, you're walking into, or you begin to go to the gym or spend some extra time just watching and evaluating your thinking. All of these areas are now enhanced because you decided to really do yourself a great service by enhancing the things that you already do well or the things you're already confident in.
I love that. So basically what I'm gathering from you, and for those of you that are listening right now, we're talking about confidence, and my thing is you make it sound so simple, you know, and that's what I love. This is so doable for any and everybody. It defies, you know, where you are economically or socially and all these things, because we all have something that we're naturally good at or something that we're naturally talented at. We all have a skill set. You know, and so I love these things. We all can do things like, you know what I love, what makes me feel really confident, Vincent? I'm gonna share this with you today. I love high heel shoes like most women, okay? Most women love, you know, we love shoes. But when I put on some red heels, brother, get out of my way. Or should I say, brother, come my way, right?
I know, right?
It makes me feel like I am invincible. Or if I put on, for those of you who know that I'm inspirational beauty, I do love, you know, makeup and beauty and things like that. But if I put on some red lips, Vincent, oh my goodness. Now,
along with those red heels.
With those red heels, my brother. And gentlemen, the same for you. I've seen you gentlemen out there when you buy a brand new watch or have on some nice kicks or some fresh jeans. Oh my goodness. A fresh haircut. I have seen it, and it makes you really stand out. And so we want you to go into 2015 or continue in 2015 to be more and more confident. Right, Vincent? With these little practical things.
Grand hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner.
You've been listening to Kim and Vince on Man Talk 101. To learn more about them and to find out how they can help you personally in business and in relationships, please follow them at InspireBeauty40 and Vince Inspires on all social media. To contact them by email, go to InspirationalBeauty40@gmail.com and VinceHarrisSpeaks@gmail.com.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I have had an awesome time here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Oh, my God, I am just so elated, so excited, so humbled to be able to be your host for today, LaTanya, the quarterback rush. Hope you've enjoyed the ride. As we come to a close of today's segment, you know, we can't leave without making sure that everybody is saved. Everybody has dedicated their life to Christ. So if you have not, please, the word declares that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart
that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So I'm going to say a prayer. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that prayer, if you said it with me, if you've announced with your mouth that Jesus rose from the dead, you are saved. And welcome to the family. Y'all, this has been, it's been good. This has been a good day for me. It was worth me getting up early in the morning. Minister Kim Underwood, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. I pray that I did well in your eyes and ears. Thank you for our host, our guest on today, Ms. Marcella Moore. She brought an awesome story, an awesome testimony. Today's topic, a new beginning, a new you. Loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow. Be a part of your own rescue. Embrace your journey, live on purpose, and love yourself to life. You know how to stay connected with them, right? Let's stay connected with The Morning Glory. You can join the fan book page at, look for them, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. And then you can get Breakfast for Your Soul weekdays, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. on the breakfast line. It's a prayer line. That number is 641-715-3630. The access code is 100-399-7#. And we also have, for the moms, we have a one night a week that empower you on Mondays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the PTA line at 218-862-9377. The access code is 9874#. I know that's a lot of information, but you can find it on the Facebook page and also on the website. Again, ladies, gentlemen, boy and girl, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, I had a wonderful day. I am so empowered. I'm so encouraged. This was confirmation for me that God knows what he's doing and he does not make mistakes. I just need to be humble. And I need to just follow his lead. Again, I have been your host for today, LaTanya, the Quarterback Rush. It has been an awesome time. Tune in on next Saturday when Minister Kim Underwood, right, tongue-tied at the end of the show, right, will be back. Safe travels, Minister Kim. We're praying for you. We're looking forward to hearing your voice again live on next week. Again, everybody, have a wonderful day. Be blessed and make it great. Go in God. Peace.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams so I can